This evening on Manx Radio, just after 6 o'clock, we'll have the third in our series of Election 2016 constituency debates. Tonight featuring the candidates standing in the new constituency of Douglas Central. Well, here on Mandate in the run-up to polling day, we'll be shining the spotlight north, south, east and west, taking a look at what matters to voters around the island. Well, Howard Kane has ventured into the new constituency of Douglas Central for today's special report.
The Isle of Man can be a real paradox at times. From without, it's widely regarded, perhaps unfairly, as the land where time stands still, a refuge from the 21st century, a place you can return to after a 30-year absence and find things still much as they were. Only recently on the long-running BBC comedy I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, a joke was made about how you could board a steam packet ferry and in just a couple of hours find yourself back in 1957. From within, however, the opposite may be true. The island, seen by many residents as being in a greater state of flux than it has been for decades, ever-changing to face the challenges of a turbulent world, and in many areas, e-gaming, the space industry, bitcoins, at the cutting edge. In reality, both views are correct, and perhaps our constituency today could be seen as a microcosm of that truth. The new constituency of Douglas Central combines the districts of Albany, Ballabruey, Eastfield, Somerset and part of Garden City from the former Douglas West constituency, with Key and St George's from the old Douglas South constituency and Timwald from the old Douglas East. There are some 4,840 registered voters who will have the chance to vote for two MHKs to represent the area out of some six candidates standing. My esteemed colleague John Moss, never one to miss an artistic comparison, has described the shape of the new constituency as like a kicking man. And who am I to disagree? So, perhaps to get to the heart of the matter, we should go to the heart of the man, central Douglas, as it were, where the count will take place in All Saints Church Hall on the evening of the 22nd, a building which will be familiar to generations of families living in the area. Yet, across the road, the 1960s church of the same name is facing demolition next year due to various structural problems, including the roof, leaks and condensation. Archdeacon Andrew Brown admits it will be a major wrench for many of his flock who live and work in the constituency of Douglas Central.
It will, I agree with you, and I know that there is a lot of potential grief about this. And so there are anxieties about the future of the island, concerns, of course, about education and health service. I think when I talk to parishioners, the concerns are a list as long as my arm. One of the local candidates came and gave me some literature knocking on the house door recently. And when I looked at his policies, they really did cover just about everything you can think of, you know, streets and road surfaces and health and education and finance. I think finance is the biggest thing. People are wondering what the Isle of Man government is going to do to secure the financial future of the island.
Well, whoever might be victorious in Douglas Central on election night, they won't have too far to go if they want to get something to celebrate, because just around the corner is the wine cellar. Other wine shops are available, I should say, at this point, of course. So we just paddle in and find Anne, the manager, who's been here for a good number of years. The wine cellar itself been here over 20 years?
25 this year.
25 this year. So it's been sort of in the hub of what is now Douglas Central for, well, yes, a quarter of a century. You see many changes?
The biggest problem is end of school time, because Ballacameen is obviously just down the road there, and parents don't want to drive into school to pick up the children, and they tend to meet outside here, and it gets very, very congested at that time. Also, it's quite difficult to get out of our junction at the best of times, and when you've got parked cars parked illegally on the pavements all along, that does cause a lot of problems. They have sent parking attendants to try to sort it out, and on the days that they come, I'm not sure where where everybody goes, but that will be one of the biggest issues, I think, for people in this area.
The catch for the candidates, of course, is if you don't get enough people in the area to vote for you, you will rapidly disappear back into the diaspora, dreams of political prominence dashed, at least for the foreseeable future. So what concerns do the good residents of central Douglas have?
I honestly don't think I'll be voting this year.
You don't bother?
I've bothered in the past, but I've just not seen the drive of the politicians like they have in the past. They used to come around, you know, they make themselves known to you, and I've had none of that this last couple of years.
So you haven't had anyone beating a way to your doorway?
No.
No one dropping off leaflets now?
No.
Oh, gosh.
Nothing from the door this year.
The health system concerns me greatly, and none of the candidates in my area have really had anything to say about that, so I'm a little bit concerned about that. I'm not really sure where to go from there.
Have you quizzed them?
I haven't had a chance to be honest with you. Only one of them has posted their manifesto on the government election website, and I've only seen one of them come to the door so far. We've missed them the rest of the time.
More shops. Yeah.
More to do.
Definitely. More parks, more shops.
I'm very, very happy with things as they are at the minute, actually.
Yeah.
Have been issues in the past, but they've been personal things and not real any issues. Locally, it's a good area.
I don't normally vote.
You don't? Why not?
Because, I don't know, I feel like as a young person, I haven't been told much about it and don't really learn much about it, so.
So you don't think you get engaged enough by the politicians?
No, not really. Like, sometimes if a politician comes to your door and you're younger, they just go, oh, can I speak to your parents, and just totally disregard you as a person.
So will the voters be out in force in Douglas Central on the 22nd? Only time will tell. Come what may, there will be changes and new faces in this area of preferred affluent stasis. But just for whom, other than the church itself, will the political bell toll?
Howard Kane with that focus there on Douglas Central, and that is the constituency debate this evening from just after 6 o'clock.